be saving on paper?
It's on the desk. You walk right by it. All right, I'd like to call the town council, excuse me, the town of Montville Town Council special meeting to order, December 23rd, 2025. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Agnes.
Agnes, when you're ready, roll call, please.
Counselor Baker.
Here.
Counselor Carr.
Here.
Counselor Jeffowitz.
Here.
Counselor May.
Here.
Counselor Novak.
Here.
Here.
For the record, we have six town councilors present. At this time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a three-minute limit. Executive session is consider an act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy and or negotiations with respect to the firefighters contract talk. Discussions to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard Brunel Sr., Attorney Michael Sadai.
So move.
Second.
Can I make an amendment to that? Elizabeth Hillman?
Absolutely. Not to add that in there. Anybody opposed to that? All right. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Note the time. It's 5:02.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, out of executive session at 5:32, and no votes were taken. So on to new business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Brunel Sr. to draft an ordinance for the sale of approximately 0.11 acres of town-owned property on the northern side of PTA Lane to be combined with 1905 Norwich Northern Turnpike, 099-088-000, which received an unfavorable 824 review from the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Discussion? Mayor?
So, several months ago, the property owner on 1905 Route 32 came to me and asked for to purchase a strip of property that runs parallel to PTA Lane in order for him to develop 1905, which, as everybody can see, they've started by removing the residential home there. It went to review by the town attorney, and then it went to Planning and Zoning for the 824 review, and the Planning and Zoning Commission submitted an unfavorable review. And I've asked the Land Use Director, Dennis Kadir, to come up here and kind of explain what the Planning and Zoning's position was and the reasons for the unfavorable review. So as you all know, the process here is the first step is the 824 review, and the next step is to create an ordinance and then post a public hearing on the ordinance. So before I go and propose the ordinance, because of the unfavorable review, I'm asking for the authorization to produce the draft for the ordinance.
And what was the vote for the planning and zoning?
What was the vote on the planning and zoning? Unanimous?
Unanimous.
It was a unanimous unfavorable.
Yes.
So go ahead, please.
Absolutely. I'll give an overview similarly as I did at the evening of the Planning and Zoning Commission. For the record, Dennis Godere, Director of Land Use and Development in Town of Montville. The staff report that Ms. Badaluca and I prepared outlines the basic facts. This was reviewed by our town engineer. It was reviewed by Public Works and PCA. Most of their comments were on the technical side, logistics, town engineer, PLA, had comments associated with if this was to occur. PLMD, Eversource should be consulted for an easement because of the power line. That was done. The owner of 1905 had a mapping prepared, if that's in your packet, to identify where that easement would be, and had been agreed on upon by Eversource. In some respects, those items, very technical, were maybe a little bit the cart before the horse. But looking at this on the planning side of matters, staff report outlined several bullet points, and I just want to make sure I point out here clearly. So this is the proposed area, the existing property, the proposed 1.11 acres is outlined here in the pink, PK land on the bottom, Route 32. This shows the buildings that were on the site before they were removed. This site is a conforming lot, so it meets all the requirements of the underlying zone. So whatever use is allowed in that zoning district is permitted on here. So there's that flexibility. So this isn't about purchasing a piece of property to expand to make it a conforming lot, to meet like the minimum lot size or any dimensions. It's already conforms. So I think that's important to note. The lot width, the right-of-way width, is roughly 75 feet along PK Lane. It's larger than your standard width, if you will, of a 50-foot right-of-way that you might note going, extending into the area that's fairly undeveloped, at least at the time. It terminates at the Mohegan School. You can see on the other inset map, PK Lane stops, Golden Road stops. There is a drive that connects the two, but that's actually on Board of Ed property. It's not a public right-of-way. So there is no cul-de-sac at the end of either Golden or PTA Lane. And I only say that because it's a loop road, so whatever happens at Golden could impact PTA, whatever happens at PTA could impact Golden. So I think that's important to mention. The site is also in the OZ district, which is the large overlay zone that we have, which provides a lot of discretion for the types of uses, but it always still goes back to the underlying zone for lot size. When we look at requests for whether it's an 824 referral, and majority of our site plan applications or a special permit, the Planning Commission, in their capacity as Planning Commission, refers back to the Plan of Conservation and Development. That is our tool. It's required by the state statute to base planning decisions upon what that document says. It was updated in 2022. When it was done prior in 2010, it had a future land use map, which had still held during the update of 2022. That future land use map shows holistically what the essential use of land throughout the town is going to be or envisioned to be. It's not very specific. It is it is somewhat general. But in the area around PETA Lane, there's two use classifications shown in salmon or this pink. This is called job investment area. In the more golden color is the housing investment area. And there's a loose definition of it. Housing investment is lots less than or equal to 20,000 square feet in sewer district boundary neighborhood. Conservation easements, infrastructure in municipal uses, and job investment is infrastructure investment, commercial, light industrial, industrial mixed use, municipal uses. So it's vague, but that area, along with our overlay zone, could support very high density or high intensity type uses. I bring that up because looking at PTA Lane being a pretty important access to these future growth areas of the town, we needed to look at the implications of narrowing that 75-foot right-of-way that I mentioned before. In the packet, the reduced handout and shown here, what I had prepared was an overlay analysis of utilizing that 75-foot right-of-way and what would happen by reducing that down to 50 feet. If either the town or an investor was to come in and prepare an application or a development for jobs or housing and would require any improvements, I'll call them lost site improvements, related to transportation infrastructure, especially along an arterial road like Route 32. And they might need to go and get a permit from the Office of the State Traffic Authority. There might be requirements to have turning lanes. Right now it's one way in, one way out. What I've prepared shows utilizing and holding the southern side of PTA Lane and offsetting just your standard engineering, a 2-foot shoulder for drainage, a 12-foot drive lane going in, a 12-foot left turn lane, a 12-foot right turn lane, and then accommodating pedestrian walkways by allocating that or selling that 25-foot you would be able to accomplish that in short. So you can see what that dark pink line is, or the old pink line. That would be the lane. So you would not be able to get another turning movement in that area. This is a conservative approach. You know, it could be that you would need to have 4 lanes, perhaps, depending on the type of development. 4 lanes going in, perhaps, or going down toward Merge. There's a lot of what ifs, but I wanted to just lay out those facts. This overlay I did not present to the Planning and Zoning Commission, but we talked about it conceptually. But because I knew that this would be the case, but I wanted to demonstrate that tonight. Some of the other items that the commission weighed was, would this be a spot, land disposal, if you will? It'll create an oddly shaped right of way. The Planning Commission doesn't, under their jurisdiction, logical planning is creating realistically shaped, consistent lot sizes and shapes. This would go contrary to that. And then the other is selling property of a public right-of-way that has a given public benefit arbitrarily to the private community on a case-by-case basis. Was that something that the commission felt was appropriate and consistent with our plan of development? And hence the they weighed all those facts and came up with the unfavorable recommendation.
Thank you.
All right. Time for discussion, Councilor Baker.
Yeah. So, by accepting this, we'd be in conflict with the town's plan of development, correct?
In the in the Planning and Zoning Commission's eyes, it would be in the staff recommendations. We see it as being a conflict.
Thank you.
Councilor Novak, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Councilor Sebelia?
No.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
No.
Councilor Kieran?
No.
All right.
Thank you for being very thorough.
So before we vote, just to understand that if we vote yes, we're authorizing the mayor to go for an ordinance and sell the property, and a vote no is to not authorize the mayor to do that.
Right.
So just want to make sure everyone's clear on that.
Yep.
So, okay. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker?
No.
Councilor Karen?
Oppose.
Oppose.
Councilor Novak?
Oppose.
Councilor Sebelia?
I'm going to abstain.
Councilor May?
Oppose. So that is 5-0.
Who wants to speak?
There was a time for you to speak at the beginning of the meeting, remarks from the public.
It's important that I speak because there's a lot involved in this thing.
He wasn't here.
They spent a lot of money on the sale of the zoning office, doing moving coal, hiring engineers, doing a lot of things, and I'd like to get up to speak because there's more to this than what you understand.
You'll have time to speak at the end. We have remarks from the public.
I'm being voted out. And you're not listening to what I was told
Dan.
By the zoning office, in which I performed and did.
Dan,
and you,
Dan, you can speak at the end of the meeting here.
Yes, but you voted already.
But he wasn't here when you opened.
Not right.
We opened a meeting at 5 o'clock, sir. This was on a motion to authorize the mayor to do something. The Planning and Zoning Commission. That was where the evidence was given on the unfavorable or favorable review. So
well, I went to them first, and they told me what
you go to the planning and zoning meeting.
They said, sir, and I spent money on their say-so. It is totally wrong and totally incorrect what is being done. You don't know what happened here because Mr. Carbonato, who is a big developer from Providence, is coming in and talking about
that has nothing to do with this,
yeah,
what we're
yes
doing tonight.
Does.
No,
it
doesn't.
110% does, sir. You're completely wrong. And if I have to go and sue, I don't want to sue the town. It's totally not correct what's being done here. I was told certain they had certain accusations and promises. I lived up to what I did. It is not what happened here. I think this new gentleman who came in after the whole situation.
Yeah.
And there's now a total change, and it's not fair to me after I spent close to $10,000 on the zoning office's recommendation to me to remove the pole on your property, to get an easement for the town on your property to have it all done, hire a lawyer, hire an architect, I had everything done in oil to the zoning office. Now, this is not right. This is not professional, ethical.
It has
because there's somebody behind this.
I'm going to stop right now. You're making accusations that I know nothing about. Number one. Number two, this is a 824 review. This is the planning department and our design professionals to review it to see if we're in accordance with our plan of
conservation
development, and does it meet the mark of an 824 review so we can authorize to sell it? They have spoken. They're a 7-member board. They said they have an unfavorable review of this for various reasons that our planner just discussed tonight, and we take that as our guidance of how we're going to act tonight. We do not get into the details of what you just talked about, and furthermore, you saying those things is derogatory, and I find very offensive. There is a time and place for everything you want to do, and this meeting opened up at 5 p.m., publicly done. There was a time for you to speak at the beginning of this meeting, and you came in after we did our executive session. So I'm going to move on to our next part of this in remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
You can
I get to speak?
Yes.
Get up.
Thank you.
Please state your name and your address for the record.
Into the mic, Dan. Into the mic.
First of all, good evening. My name is Daniel Malchman. Before I bought the property on 1905 Route 32, I went to the mayor. And I spoke with the mayor, and I asked the mayor, what is the town looking for? What does the town need? I then went to your zoning department and spoke with your zoning officer. She said, okay, not a problem. She was preparing all the stuff. She says, you have to get the pole removed on 1905. It wasn't my property. I spent the time and the lawyers and the thing to get the pole removed. She said, you have to get an easement for the utility lines. I did that. It wasn't my job to do. It wasn't my property. It was the town's. I went ahead and hired Boundaries and spent the money and hired Sherenzia to do this. It is not, in speaking to the new zoning, I don't know.
Director.
Director. He's telling me that now they're going to be, he's thinking about changing the setbacks on the property. I removed environmental, cleaned environmental on the property, took down a derelict building that looks ugly in your town. There are two more down past me next to McDonald's that are really not nice pieces of property that doesn't do your town justice. Now, how can you make me go out and spend the money? The town, I did it on the towns, they say, and then if they didn't want this, now tell me, they should have told me before I went and did all what I did. I wouldn't have spent the money to do this stuff. I spent the money on the town say-so. They led me to believe that everything, hiring a lawyer, sending it to the town attorney, everything was foiled, was correct. This isn't right. And it's not right of the board here, because there's something behind this with Mr. Campanato, who's a big developer, who's planning a major development in your town, who bought the property on PTA Lane. And this is what the story is. Now it's going to change for somebody else. I don't feel this is correct. I don't feel this is right. And I don't know how you, as a board, and all smart people, ladies and gentlemen, can't understand what right and wrong is. This is wrong. This is not correct. And I feel it's just not to hoil.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, remarks from the councilors and the mayor. Rachel, or Councilor Novak?
No remarks.
Councilor Baker?
Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Councilor Sebelius?
No, I have nothing.
Councilor Jaskowitz?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Councilor Cannon?
No, happy holidays to everybody. Thank you for all the information tonight. But enjoy your holiday.
Mayor?
Yeah, I just want to say to Mr. Melchman's comments that the Planning and Zoning Commission obviously took under consideration things that I was not aware of. And the zoning officer was acting in the best interest of the town at that time. She has no idea what the Planning and Zoning Commission is going to do, take under consideration and how they're going to vote.
Correct.
They have no idea at all. And while we thought initially it was a good idea, obviously the Planning and Zoning Commission felt differently. They have the final say.
So I'd like to say, sitting on the Planning and Zoning Commission, the mayor is absolutely right. Those are all appointed citizens to uphold the zoning ordinances, and they look at those. They go into the details. But I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, because I know it's we all have things to do and take time out to do this. It was good that we got to meet and get some business done. So with that, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Agnes, thank you very much for coming out.
Agnes, thanks for coming out.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.